strengthen your partnership. Making the transition from opponent to problem-solving teammate is one of the most powerful conflict resolution tools. We have already discussed ways to build common ground and help bridge the gap between you and the person you are in conflict with, or the parties you are mediating with. These tools are a great start, but there are some additional things that you can do to maintain and strengthen that partnership. The Tuchman Team Development Model to Conflict Resolution is one of those things and is detailed below. Bruce W. Tuchman is a respected educational psychologist who first described the four stages of group development in 1965. Looking at the behavior of small groups in a variety of environments, he recognized the distinct phases they go through and suggested they need to experience all four stages before they achieve maximum effectiveness. This model can be applied to one-on-one human interaction too. Here are the stages, explanation, and what you can do to help. Forming Stage 1, explanation. Here the team members are just meeting, unsure of their role and themselves. What you can do to help: encourage team building through non-conflict-laden tasks and activities. Involve the team in task planning and goal setting. Storming. Team members discover differences and butt heads, conflicts, and interfere with progress. What you can do to help: continue with the plan, evaluate and adjust as necessary. Support the team through the conflict and help them resolve it. Norming. Team members start to discover similarities too. Performance typically improves, but social interaction may also cause it to drop. What you can do? Keep the group focused on the goal. Encourage social activities outside of the team. Performing. Team members are now comfortable with each other and work towards together well. What you can do? Continue to offer resources and support to the team. Monitor performance, as teams can change stages at any time, particularly when members join in or drop out.